Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, nurse, certified fitness trainer, educator, author, and speaker. Today's subject is, are happiness and health related? And as you know, everything is related to Get Healthy Now. So, anyway, my first question is, why are they related or not related? When are they related or not related? And how are they related and not related? And before I go into too many details, I would like you to just close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose to the count of four, hold it to the count of seven, and exhale through your mouth to the count of eight. Let's do it together. In, hold, count of four, hold, and one last time, into the count of four, hold, exhale. Okay, I know it worked for me. I hope it worked for you too, and you should be now relaxed with a clear mind so you can look back at times where you got sick. What was your mental state just before you noticed that you got sick? Were you stressed, frustrated, maybe even angry, definitely unhappy or dissatisfied with something or someone? Was it at work? Was it family? Was it friends? Was it just out on the street? Somebody who bumped into you and frustrated you because there's a cup of coffee in your hand and you spilled it all over your clothes? Any of those things can make a difference. So now let me ask, how can happiness affect health, in particular your health? Because we're talking about you or us. Well, one of my brothers decided to first become a minister before becoming a medical doctor. He recognized early on that our mind can play tricks on our emotions, on our body, on our behavior. He researched this subject deeply and found out that at least 80% of all doctor's visits are due to mental difficulties resulting in stress. Even OSHA states that the U.S. saves over $300 billion a year for stress-related issues. Wow, that is so huge, don't you think so? Well, back to my brother, why he did what he did. First a minister and then a medical doctor. He realizes that medication can be good in certain things. However, in many ways, it is overdone, overkill, and it has more side effects than healthy effects. So through all his studies and through all his research, he found that when we work with our mind first and, in this case, make sure we're happy, we're balanced, we are content. Now, content does not even mean happy. It's on the way to happiness, but in my opinion, it's not quite there. But anyway, when we are there and when we are happy, and when we do not take everything personally, and when we just enjoy good, hearty laughter each and every day, that's when we actually release good endorphins in our bodies, and they keep us healthy and happy. And that is what's so good about this whole thing, because we can actually choose to be happy. It's a choice that we have. Remember in one of the previous shows, I was talking about the stop, challenge, and choose. The stop stands for stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. That's what we did at the very beginning so we could actually see where we went. And I need to hone in on that a little bit more. The challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. That goes back to the exercise that we want to do. And to choose the behavior that supports what you really want, which is happiness. So when we took that breath and we relaxed, and we tried to visualize afterwards of mind was just before we got sick. What did you find out? What was your first impression? See, there is nothing right or wrong with this. It's just the way you felt when you did it. And by having been relaxed first, your first impressions are usually the best. So let's just go for one particular thing. Let's say you went to an event that you actually had to go because of work, and you were involved in hosting the event. And lo and behold, not everything went as smoothly as you expected it to go, despite the fact that you were totally prepared. What happened to your mind? What happened to your attitude? How did your body react? Did you get tense? Did you get frustrated? Did you get angry? Did you start taking it out on somebody and then feel even worse? Did you overstep your bounds and you did something you weren't supposed to do as a good facilitator for an event? Well, looking at all those things, there could be so many different things. I mean, it could just even be somebody decides last minute to come and visit you, and they did not announce or ask for permission that they're coming. And you are a person who's totally organized and needs to know exactly when what happens. And this unexpected behavior of somebody else, their unexpected visit, can throw you for a loop. That alone can lower your immune system and get you sick. So why not take charge of your own life? Decide for everything. I mean, stop and then challenge your thought again and think on why you're feeling the way you are. For example, when somebody knocks at my door and I didn't expect anybody, and I'm in the middle of a project, or I'm in the middle of writing my book, or I'm in the middle of preparing for another radio show, or I'm in the middle of studying some subject lessons that I want to learn about before I can actually present it. And for myself, because I'm always there to learn more about good health for myself, because I want to lead by example. Well, what does a knock at the door do? It kind of jolts you out of what you're doing, and you have a choice. You can either go answer the door, or you can ignore it. Now, when you answer the door and it's somebody you didn't want to see or you didn't want to spend time with because you were busy and scheduled for the time, you feel bad that you opened the door and you have to be short with him and say, look, right now is not a good time. Can you please come back later? Maybe in a couple of hours when I'm done with my project or something. If it's somebody that you want to see and you did not open the door, you're going to feel bad when you see him walk away and you go, oh, shoot, I really needed to talk to that person. So where is the confusion? It is us not making up, or you not making up your mind on what is more beneficial to you, what supports what you really want. Do you want to get your project done, or do you want to have the excuse of talking to somebody or the joy of talking to somebody instead of finishing what you need to get done? So these are all things that actually reflect on our happiness, which reflects on our health. And again, I mean, my episodes are pretty short because I just want to give you something to think about it. And I always give you the chance to get back with me and ask me questions or make suggestions or whatever, so I can actually give you more details, or I can give you some other research that I have, or you can do some of your own. That's actually one of the perks that I have, by just triggering your curiosity and getting you to a point where actually you want to find out more. So again, this is it's actually for today. We want to keep happy and healthy and balanced. We want to reduce the stress so everything is good. Also, you can go back to last week's episode where I have 9 ways to reduce stress. And those can help too, because stress is definitely a negative influence on our health. The gift I have for you today are some articles from Dr. Mergela. And the website is highlighted in blue, so you can just click on it. It's called articles.mercula.com/sites/archive/2015/04/30/being-happy-good-for-health-ASXP. So please go there, check it out, and you can email me at dythompson@gmail.com, or you can call me or text me or leave me a voicemail at 562-335-4956. And to end, I want to read you a short little poem. It says, live life to the fullest. To follow your heart and intuition, that should be your number one mission. Listen to your inner voice. Live your life through your choice. The point is to love what you are doing. Your deepest passions should be pursuing. Every moment, life excited. Every morning, be delighted. Always look forward to what is ahead. Your thoughts and wisdom gracefully spread. Living life to the fullest is up to you. Look in a mirror. Always be true. And that was written by AnitaPoems.com. And she has a whole bunch of wonderful poems. The shortest one here is, life has many ups and downs, loving smiles and also frowns, good events and some are bad, happy emotions, others mad. It can be a bumpy ride. How you handle it, you decide. Again, by AnitaPoems.com. So I hope you enjoyed this little segment, and I wish you a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next Thursday at 11 a.m. again. Take care, stay happy and healthy and empowered.